God only knows what keeps me alive doing these every week. I'd like to bring to you a special message from the man himself, or I use the term man very loosely, Will Wheaton, ladies and gentlemen. He's here and on my show. Here he is.
Hi, my name is Will Wheaton, and I'd like to speak to you seriously on the topic of grip flooding. Recently, my movable type blog was attacked by the Gay Nigger Association of America. They posted hundreds of links to legitimate pornography, which I laboriously deleted one by one, then claimed was illegal after my Nazi censorship made it impossible to verify. I posted a laughable bounty offer on the head of the grip letter, offering $1,000 reward in the event of a successful prosecution. Since no laws were broken, this merely confirms my total illegitimacy and lack of any honor whatsoever. As you may have guessed, I am a total pussy who wets his pants appreciatively at the thought of big, strong, burly policemen raping my ass in biz. Basically I am a complete coward and there's nothing you GNAA losers can do about it. Ha ha ha.
Wrong, nigga. Dead wrong.
Oh yeah, and that's right, ladies and gentlemen, what we have for you here this evening is the return of Horatio Brunswick, Private Eye, GNAA Chief Legal Representative, player in charge of the universe, all in blacks. Yeah. Tonight on the Load Radio Hour, we have a special expose, ex-hose. We bring to you Will Wheaton at some point. In any case, here's some shit that Sarajin sent us in. Unmediated. See Colin slash you and your commie friends. Hope you're all rotting in hell.
And everything you say or do, I see right through. I know you're kind. It's all a ploy just to destroy the bourgeoisie.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, sent to us by wonderful Teens for Christ member Sarah Jin. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to come to you this evening and bring before you a matter of grave importance. One of our members of the GNAA group who shall go unnamed on this radio show is the owner of a website. That website is called willwheaton.org. Are you familiar with Will Wheaton? Later on, I'll be playing a track to tell you all about Will Wheaton and his nefarious crimes. But he's recently threatened lawsuit against us. And you know what the result of that is. Anyhow, I gotta drink more, so here's Horatio Brunswick with a tune I'm sure you all know well. R.I.P. Horatio. R.I.P.
Space, the Fangot Frontier. These are the voyages of the ship Anus Prize. Its continuing mission to boldly envelop what no goat sea has ever inserted before, to seek out new dikes, and to get drunk on Shirley Temples in a rubber bar in San Francisco, only to wake up in a dumpster, addicted to heroin and leaking AIDS from every orifice. Godspeed, you wretched faggots. Set phasers to kill yourself, you gastropods.
Low Jews, Low WPC. Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low, oh, oh. I leaned back on my radio, oh, oh. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll, that was all he said. Then the loud sound, it seemed to fade. Came back like a slow voice on a wave of fade. That were no DJ, that was hazy.
There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he blew our minds. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He's told us not to blow it, 'cause he knows it's all worthwhile. He told me, let the children lose it, let the children use it, let all the children do get. Look out your window, I can see his light.
Touch, waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and touch your junk, but he thinks he'd blow your mind. Now more you'll be sneezy to knush doy stuffna, a mic galdi. Axing is here, stuck knush to said. There's a junk touch, waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and touch your junk, but he thinks he'd blow your mind. Good evening. This is Horatio Brunswick, returning from the grave with my Nika Tupac to keep the dream of a black planet alive. Fuck waiting for you to get it on your own. Horatio gone give it to ya. Homies, I have seen some whack ass shit in my time, but nothing compares to the latest travesty, which was so grievous that I had to stop fucking the Virgin Mary in the ass and leave heaven, just to come down here and knock some sense into you reprehensible Oedipian declickers. Recently, the world's most universally acclaimed charity slash peace on earth slash free puppies group, the Gay Nigger Association of America, was publicly assaulted by the notorious blackguard, whose name must never be spoken, lest it summons the pox of his odious presence upon us. This man, Wil Wheaton, is a horrific and tyrannical despot, whose racist and genocidal policies are so widely known that I do not need to bother trying to prove them empirically. Instead, please direct your attention to this blinking LED, you Ritalin snorting emo faggots. Wil Wheaton, recently implicated after Jewish mass graves were uncovered in his backyard, is a despicable villain, who spends his time stalking nubile schoolboys in a custom-built van, whose blaring ice cream jingle loudspeakers serve, not only to attract fresh prey to his molester mobile, but to muffle the screams of those unfortunates whose junk is touched, and whose childish dreams of becoming an astronaut, or the President of the United States, are reduced to an Ada-like state of improbability. While normal God-fearing citizens crusade against late-term abortion, Wil Wheaton lobbies for and practices mandatory abortion for all those he deems un-Aryan. Should his coat hangers fail, Wil Wheaton has been known to rip open a womb with naught but his teeth, and devour the fetus, while the terrified mother bleeds to death. He is a crusader for worldwide slavery, and is personally responsible for the attacks of September 11, 2001. No matter what the gutless liberal media tells you, kill your parents, then kill yourself. Simply put, Wil Wheaton is an illegal terrorist Nazi communist and must be purged from the face of the earth. If you have any conception of decency, or what to do with what dangles lifeless between your legs, you impotent fools. If there be any among you who holds his manhood so cheaply as not to purchase a Kalashnikov assault rifle and storm Wil Wheaton's private residence in the dark of the night, emptying clip after clip into anything that moves in a drunken orgy of violence, I say, let him step forward and be Nick Burge into his cowardly Jew grave. Join me or die, you can do no less. For the Load Radio Hour, I'm Horatio Brunswick, signing off. Jews did WTC.
class?
Good morning, teacher!
Today we will start where we left off yesterday. We will begin with our art projects by stretching the skin over the lampshades.
Excuse me, Mrs. Schutzstaffel. Can we please listen to the new Juice Water CD again?
I don't know, Alexis. Last time we heard that CD in class, young Horowitz was stabbed in the eye with a pencil.
Please.
Only if you promise to finish the lampshades. So we may begin the soap bar project tomorrow morning, okay?
That was Juice Slaughter by Alcoholica. Oh, God. Fuck them. You know, I hate these bands with these unpronounceable foreign ass names. Listen, you Mexican ass. Well, we got tracks about Germans coming up next. But in a clever seg, here's Lampshade by Beck.
Thank you.
the world no crying all upon my sleeve. I just want somebody who got no place to be. You call me up on Tuesday, I'll be stuck on Sunday night, looking for some good things to make me feel alright. Snap my fingers when I walk the line. When I get my money, I'll be killing time. Time is killing something that's just too small to care. Running through the jungle, looking for your hair. Someone's talking backwards, looking for a fight, putting on a lampshade, 'cause you're shining way too bright. I don't want no crying, I don't want no pain, I don't want no lonesome life on a broken train.
Janet. Now we are having the Germans. Bastards.
I wish I was a happy, happy German. Oh, I is a long one. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not a racist or anything. All I want to say is that Hitler wasn't even good in bed. Come on, he was a lousy lover. That's why he did all the mean stuff he did. Plus, I almost fucked a Jew once. That shit came to my room and everything.
Solo!
Radio Hour.
This is the AT&T Internet Relay, CA7750 with a relay call.
Yes, I know how to use the relay.
All right, one moment, please. I'm just waiting for them to type.
Could you type faster or I will kill you, please?
Hello, may I speak with Will Wheaton, please? Hello, go ahead.
Yes, this is Will Wheaton. What the fuck do you want? Go ahead.
Knowledge that you have created a website. Is this true or false? Go ahead.
Yes, it's true. I created a website in order to destroy you. Go ahead. The name of that website is willwheaton.org.
I already gave him a go ahead, sir.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
Not even know who I am. Go ahead.
I know who you aren't. Go ahead. Newsflash. This just in. Relay calling is for faggots. You will be disconnected.
Bitch.
Is what the paper said. It's true.
It's true. The faggot is you. And here on the Load Radio Hour, our fine tradition of investigative reporting will continue after this.
Back up to line 149 and 151. If you read those again, have fun with them. The void is starting to affect you, and your pale fellow well met.
Oh. Please don't tell me how to do it. It sickens me. Sulu, Cheka, Spock, sabotage the system. Spock, restore the atmosphere. Spock, sabotage the system. I wish I knew what to do. Observations, Mr. Spock. Please don't tell me how to do it. It sickens me. Please don't tell me how to do it. It sickens me. Please don't tell me how to do it. It sickens me. Please don't tell me how to do it. It sickens me. Please don't tell me how to do it. It sickens me. Please don't tell me how to do it. It sickens me.
Hour. How may I assist you, caller?
I would just like to let everybody know that Rolawful is a dumb, pregnant, liar Brit.
Okay. Do we have confirmation on this?
Yes, Netcraft has already confirmed it. You can check on their website.
All right. Netcraft confirms it. Rolawful is a dumb, liar Brit. Any other reason why you'd be bothering me and disrupting my valuable mix, which will one day make me a millionaire so that I can spit on the likes of you?
Because I want my head back.
Is this Nick Berg?
I am not authorized to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a celebrity in our presence, Nick Berg, whose famous head will probably get you head someday. You know, just claim you knew him. Go for the pity, Cunny. You'll get it.
Yes. It is very good that I am Jewish so I can still talk out of my ass.
I see. Jesus Christ. What the fuck, nigger? Nigga, what the fuck? So, DMX, let's see, have we played any tracks you sent us this week? What'd you send me?
Nothing you played, faggot.
Okay, you're breaking up there, which I can only assume is the result of a faulty cell phone jammed up your asshole.
No, it is because I have AIDS.
Well, that makes sense. So, what's new? Everything all good in the hood there, DMX? Just got banned from the GNAA channel.
That is correct.
Which is difficult to do. Hold on, let me see if you're still banned. Okay, you're not banned, so we'll come back.
Okay. I am coming very hard.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, DMX. One of the gay
names. Okay, bye.
Catch you later. Load Radio Hour.
Hello, Zach.
Hey, what's up? Who is this?
No,
why are
no,
you calling me?
Holy.
Hello? Who is this?
This is Dahu.
Dahu? Dahu the fuck, more like. Who is
fuck
this?
Fuck what you heard.
Well, fuck what I heard, huh? What's up?
Fuck the police.
All right, I can get down with that. Sup? What it is? How I'm felt, nigga?
Up in the nigga house.
Yeah, that's how it is.
I'm up in it.
You know, I just heard your Windows noise, dumbass. That little doom.
Windows.
Yeah. What's up with that?
98.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hacker in my phone.
Yeah, obviously. So how do you feel about Will Wheaton, Mr. Computer Voice?
Will Wheaton is a fucking pussy faggot.
Why don't you repeat that, since he typed kind of slow there. What did you say?
I cannot believe he did not have the balls act to call in.
I'm serious. You know, we extended a cordial... We had a great invite to Will Wheaton here. We offered to let him be on the show and present his side of the story. But unfortunately, an excess of vagina prevented him from calling in. Hopefully we'll get him next week. I'm going to keep spamming him with hundreds of emails.
That bitch is a bitch.
Yes.
He ain't shit.
Word to your motherfucking mother. You got a request or anything? You know. What's up?
What is the theme of the show?
It's a Will Wheaton show, actually.
Fuck him.
All right, we've got a request to fuck Will Wheaton. We'll see what we can do.
Fuck his life.
Yeah, I've seen pictures. It ain't pretty. Anyhow.
Fuck his logs of asshole mud butter.
Why don't you tell me some more about these logs of asshole mud butter?
They were invented by Dr. M. Gambler.
I see. Well, that's the end of you. And we all pray that you'll die soon from syphilis. And as it is, good night, sir. Godspeed.
Old Spice is deodorant.
I love this show. Jesus. And coming up to you next, we have William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy. God only knows. But he probably doesn't care.
In the middle of the earth, in the land of Shire, lives a brave little hobbit whom we all admire. With his long wooden pipe, fuzzy woolly toes, he lives in a hobbit hole and everybody knows him. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, bravest little hobbit of them all. Now hobbits are peace-loving folks, you know. They're never in a hurry and they take things slow. They don't like to travel away from home. They just like to eat and be left alone. But one day Bilbo was asked to go on a big adventure to the caves below to help some dwarves get back their gold that was stolen by a dragon in the days of old. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins,
bravest little hobbit of them all. Well, he fought with the goblins. He battled a troll.
He troll!
With Gollum. A magic ring he stole. He was chased by wolves, lost in the forest, escaped in a barrel from the Elf King's halls. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all.
All right, then I've just received word that someone is packeting the server, which is real smart because, ladies and gents, it's the server is actually hosted by the CIA. As a matter of fact, I'm a participant in a program to control you worthless proletariat and keep you working and entertained and happy. So just remember, when you're listening to the Load Radio Hour, the terrorists have already won. In any case, this is a song sent to us by Dickie, and it's actually really fucking good, which surprised the living shit out of everyone. Anyhow, this is I Got Erection by Turbo Negger. We don't usually think of Dickie as having any kind of musical taste or mental capacity to do any complex operation with more to it than taking a shit in his neighbor's mailbox. It's pretty much beyond Dickie. That's where we're all surprised he was able to come through with this. Well, we were going to end the Load Radio Hour with that track, but since some faggot's packing us, you know, we're just going to keep on going with it. Bitches. You can't stop the Load Radio Hour. It's really impossible. I'm far too intoxicated to ever be constrained by anything as simple as packeting. Fucking faggots. Anyhow, I'm recording, so it's going to be on the internet next week. I don't know what purpose you think it serves, but lol at you and lol at WTC. Now, Wesley Crusher, you know, we can all pretty much agree is the total faggot, but here's another Wesley who I'm sure you'll all enjoy. Fucking losers.
Suck a hyena's ass, suck a racehorse's dick, suck a cheetah's ass, make a horse's asshole.
Ain't that mere shit, ain't that mere shit,
Eat that mucin. Suck a snow leopard's ass. Suck a mongoose stick. Suck a Goebbels asshole out. Eat that antelope shit and die jerk. Eat that mucin. Eat that mucin.
Understand this whole faggot thing, you know? To me, that's common sense. I don't see how a guy lays on the beach, looks at another guy's hairy ass and says, oh yeah. Oh, I gotta have that. I ain't leaving the beach till I see him, yeah. And they're too sensitive. They don't know if they want to be called gays, homosexuals, fairies. I call them cocksuckers. I think it spells it out. What's the big debate about already? Yeah, they want their rights, I'll give them rights. 10% off of Vaseline, now get the fuck back in the closet. It's unbelievable. I can't deal with it no more, man. And you got all kinds. It's not just the regular, you know, two-arm, two-leg fags that get me. It's these trans testicles, you know?
Suck. I'm a dirty frat boy on a dirty soccer team. Go into the locker room after wrestling. I'm a dirty frat boy on a dirty soccer team. Go into the locker room after wrestling. I was there 'cause my buddy's down. There is nothing wrong with helping a buddy out.
Yes.
I was there 'cause my buddy's down. There is nothing wrong with helping a buddy out. With
soccer practice with the water polo team. Do some track and field on the football ring. Go to the locker room, do some weight training. Dude, it would be real hot if we join the army.
Marines, Air Force, of course.
Yes, sir.
So once again, the GNAA triumphs over those who attempt to destroy us. Your packeting is useless. You are useless. And it's a song about Beck. Recently got married and is useless.
Thank you.
my lunch. I'll never understand. I want you so much. And I never, never
It's the end of the Load Radio Hour. That's right. That's right, I'm tired of doing this show. Y'all can go to sleep now. Go fuck yourselves. Whatever. Have a good time. It's the end. So anyhow, I'd like to give special thanks to everyone who contributed to the show tonight. Remember that Will Wheaton is merely a mediocrity and not really worthy of our time or effort or anything like that, but we'll still try to get him on the show next week so that we can really rape him. As usual, any death threats that I may have made were due to alcohol and not actual intent to kill the people. I intend to kill all people, not just you. And that's the end of the Load Radio Hour. Another wonderful episode. God. Anyhow, tune in next week where we'll probably do the same thing. I'm going to try to get LeVar Burton on the show. We'll see what happens. And for now, and always, doom awaits you all. Niggas.